Welcome to the VK7 Regional News for the 26th of November 2017. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7 Whiskey India and read today by Idris VK7 ZIR. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.57 MHz by Ross VK7 ALH. On 7.140 MHz by Any Takers, on 14.13 MHz by Jack VK7IL, and on 28.525 by Peter VK7TPE. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Jota Jota News, Jamboree on the Air, Internet Report 2017. Well, Jota Jota has been and gone for another year, and from reports received so far, about 340 Scout and Guide members attended Scout-sponsored stations. In summary, there were Jota Jota stations at Huonville, the Lee campsite near Kingston, Rachel Lee in Launceston, Sprayton Scout Hall, Patton Park campsite near Ulverston and at Burnie Scout Hall. There was also an internet-only station at Sanford. As per individual club reports, there were a variety of activities as well as radio and internet. HF was marginal, VHF and UHF repeaters were well used. Echo Link was also popular and both DMR repeaters got used. Again, thanks to David VK7JD and Clayton VK7ZCR for setting up Talk Group 30 on these repeaters for Scout use. Thanks again to all the amateurs all over the state who helped at these sites, and also to those that came on air from home to talk to the Scouts. Hope to see and hear you all again next year. And that's 73 from Peter Dodd, VK7KPC, Project Commissioner Radio and Electronics, Scouts Tasmania. Northwest News. Northwest Tasmanian Radio and TV Group, NWTR and TVG. Club General Meeting. Members and friends are advised the next meeting of NWTR and TVG is a general meeting and is programmed for Saturday the 9th December 2017. Note the change of meeting date from the 2nd of December to the 9th of December is due to several members not being available on the 2nd. As this will be the last meeting prior to Christmas, it will be a barbecue lunch prior to the meeting. Venue is the Lions Club facility, Showground, Flora Street, West Ulverston, with a start time of around 12:30 p.m. for the barbecue with a brief meeting at 2 p.m. Members will be emailed during the coming week to ascertain requirements for the barbecue. Further information and details closer to the event. As is normal practice, an open invitation is extended to anyone interested in the hobby of amateur radio and allied electronics to attend. Update on Monday night broadcasts. In addition to the Monday night broadcasts from VK7AX is the South African Amateur Radio News, Amateur Radio Today. Monday night's shows, shows known as News Night, have changed to Amateur Radio Worldwide News, which, as the name suggests, is predominantly composed of highlights from AR news bulletins from around the world. It airs at 8 p.m. local on Monday nights on voice repeaters VK7RTV, VK7RDR, VK7RAC and VK7RAK. A video presentation is also available on DATV in Ulverston. Tune into digital ATV 446.5 MHz, standard DVB-T in Ulverston area, or VK7AX members video stream via the direct link mentioned in the email edition of this broadcast, courtesy of the BATV TC. Note, Adobe Flash Player is needed to view video streams via BATC. Update on archived video files. Mentioned in recent broadcasts was that most video files broadcast from VK7AX were now archived at VK7AX from remote downloading or viewing at a later time. During the week, NBN finally arrived at Tony's QTH, and now, in addition to downloading, the files can be played in real time without buffering or glitching as a result of a substantial increase in the outgoing bandwidth. Uploading to the video stream has also been increased from 500 kilobit per second to 1 megabit per second, which, from reports, has also showed a considerable improvement in the quality of the received video stream. For those interested in the video archive files, the directory list can be accessed by visiting the link mentioned in the internet version of this broadcast. 73 until next time, from Tony, VK7AX, the news officer, NWTR and TVG. Northern News, SOTA Over 70s Group. The SOTA Summits on the Air Over 70s Group are hosting an afternoon smorgasbord at the Glebe Gardens Cafe at 4 p.m. on Thursday, November the 30th. All amateurs and their friends and families are invited. Cost of $9 is requested to cover food, cost of food platters, etc. This is a private function and you will need to BYO wine, beer and drinks, and you will need to bring your own beverage glasses. Come along and have an enjoyable couple of hours in pleasant surroundings with other radio enthusiasts. For those interested and fit enough, we will also discuss future SOTA activations within Tasmania and its surrounding islands. You can find Glebe Gardens at 166 Henry Street, Launceston, TAS 7250, just past Kmart towards Ravenswood. If you are intending coming, please contact or text Peter, VK7PL, on 0422 539 858 or Al, VK7AN, on 0417 354 410 with numbers to assist with catering requirements. And that's thanks from Peter, VK7PL. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club, NTARC. A change in repeater call signs is on the way. We lead off this week with an announcement about a forthcoming change in NTARC Inc.'s repeater licensing and resulting call signs. We've spoken several times in recent months about the very comprehensive system of VHF and UHS amateur service repeaters we enjoy here in VK7, and the amazing network of linking between many of them, enabling contact to be had between just about any two points in the state, using just a low-powered handheld. Such a system would have been inconceivable just a few decades ago, even if the authorities had then been minded to permit it. This system and its ongoing development is, of course, the result of the work of quite a number of VK7 amateurs, both past and present, but it is fair to say that the contribution of one particular amateur operator stands out even against that illustrious background. I am sure that regular listeners to the Sunday broadcast, and indeed VK7 amateurs in general, even if rusted on HF-only operators, will have already guessed that I am referring to none other than Joe Gelston, VK7JG. Joe's contribution, particularly in the NTARC repeater network, has been massive. It has extended from his initial pioneering work to get an amateur repeater service on Mount Arthur and the use of 70 centimetres from that site in the form of the old VK7RAB, to his maintenance of VK7RAA, VK7RIN, VK7REC and VK7RBH over the past 25-odd years. If that wasn't enough, there has also been the creation of additional repeaters, such as VK7RAL, and assisting with the installation and maintenance of other amateur repeaters further afield. That is still not to mention the expansion and maintenance of the beacons at VK7RAE, the existence of which may have long ceased if it had not been for Joe's efforts. Not that Joe's efforts have been confined to amateur service repeaters. The various Northern CB clubs and associations have also benefited from Joe's maintenance of their repeaters, as indeed have our friends at Tamer Sea Rescue. Joe will be the first to say that he has had the help of others in this work, and while that is true, it must also be said that without Joe's drive and leadership, we would not be where we are today. It is also true to say that on many occasions he was working solo. What some may not realise until fairly recent years, most of that work was funded from Joe's own stock or direct from his pocket. Not that Joe's efforts were confined to the repeaters and beacons. A great many VK7 amateurs have also individually benefited from Joe's generosity with advice, equipment and time. Amongst all that activity on behalf of the wider amateur community, Joe still managed to find time to trailblaze in a number of other areas, including visible light DX, EME, microwave experimentation, and the like. In more recent times, though, health issues have forced a progressive reduction in Joe's mountaintopping exploits, and now he has had to pack his test gear and service bench in preparation for a change in QTH. Despite those restraints, Joe continues to guide and mentor the NTARC repeater team as it continues its work, particularly on Mount Arthur, as anybody listening to the traffic on VK7RAA during the team's periodic site visits can attest. By any test, this has been a truly unique contribution by an equally unique individual. NTARC Inc. believes that such a special contribution simply must be accorded special recognition. To that end, the November General Meeting voted unanimously to A. re-establish Joe's initial repeater baby, the 438.550-433.550 MHz analog voice repeater on Mount Arthur as a separate licensed entity. B. to also transfer to that license the three new digital voice 70cm repeaters that are presently included on the VK7RAA license. And C. to request the issue of the call sign VK7RJG for this new license. I can report that the necessary paperwork to vary the VK7RAA license and to create the new license has been prepared and lodged with the ACMA. The recommendation for the VK7RJG call sign has also been processed by the WIA office. We now await only the ACMA's processing of the applications and issuing of the new license. As soon as that has been finalised, the NTARC repeater team will be able to arrange the necessary changes to the repeater's idents, after which we should all be able to hear VK7RJG make its appearance on the 70cm band. I'm sure that all listeners will join with me in thanking Joe for all his efforts over such a long period of time and agreeing with me that this recognition of Joe's efforts is fully justified. No matter where located, we are all the beneficiaries of his work. And repeater news, the two additional Yaesu DR1X dual band dual mode repeaters that we reported being purchased last week have now arrived. With now a total of 7 of these Yaesu repeater boxes, we can commence the strategy of progressively replacing the legacy equipment on each of our northern sites. This is likely to commence with VK7RBH on Men Lomond, which we hope to update at the same time the new antenna is installed, thereby heralding the introduction of our new maintenance regime we discussed in last Sunday's news item. We will keep you posted as progress occurs. 2018 membership fees. Well, I did indicate in last Sunday's broadcast that members should have started to receive their letter and renewal notice during the past week. Unfortunately, there has been a glitch in the system, and this has had to slip a week, although some were handed out at coffee on Friday. To be fair, I should acknowledge that this was a glitch in the servicing carbon-based peripherals rather than the silicon-based chips or software components of that system. In the interim, a reminder that NTARC's 2018 membership fees will remain at $30 for a full voting member and $5 additional for each family member that the voting member wishes to add to his or her primary membership. If we have an email address, it will be sent there, otherwise to the last listed postal address on our records. Can we please ask all members to return their renewal page with this information updated as necessary, along with an indication of whether the member is also a member of the WIA? We need the latter information for calculation of our 2018 public liability insurance premium. WIA 2018 Callbook. With the announcement by the WIA that the release of the 2018 callbook is imminent, NTARC will again be arranging a bulk buy for members. If you are interested in taking part in this purchase, could you please let myself or Treasurer Andre VK7ZAB know so that we can gauge interest and order the appropriate number as soon as the 2018 issue is available. Coming events. NTARC Christmas and Annual Breakup Party. Our 2017 event will be held on Saturday the 9th of December at the Club Rooms in Archer Street, Rochelle, where the Club Room will be opened at 10 a.m. to whenever. The main hall will be decorated with a Christmas tree, lights and other festive decorations, and of course the background music, some carols, etc. to get us into the mood. This will be BYO own food and drink event, but any items of dessert, slices or any other Christmassy fare you wish to share with other attendees during the day will be most welcomed. Our tables will be set up and decorated in the main hall, so attendees can utilise the club's crockery, cutlery and glassware. The two large barbecues will be available for attendees to use to either cook lunch or dinner or both, or even breakfast next morning if that's your fancy. Endless tea and coffee facilities will of course be available for a small donation to the club. Chairs and, if there is no fire ban, a fire pot will be set up outside for those wishing to sit out in the evening and watch the sun go down and look at stars, satellites and the like. In any event, the fire will be laid in the main hall if it turns cold, or for those just wishing to stay inside and catch up. Anybody wishing to camp overnight can do so, as there is space to get caravan, motorhomes, tents, swags, etc. at the rear of the club rooms, and kitchen, shower and toilet facilities are available for anyone camping overnight. So please note the date on your calendar and join us for our end of year celebration. January General Meeting. This will be a barbecue meeting to be held on Saturday the 13th of January 2018. Barbecue to commence at noon, followed by our final meeting before the AGM to be held in February. We will be having a special speaker, and I can advise that Hayden VK7HH, NTARC's Southern Repeater Officer, will be giving a presentation on voting and simulcasting repeaters using VK-Link. It will include some theory, but mostly how a voting and simulcast system operates in the field and a demo of the VK-Link system. So I suggest you note your diaries for this one and come along. After all, this talk is about cutting-edge repeater technology, and the voting involved will definitely not expose you to any risk of electing any citizens of any foreign country, and in today's political climate, that has to be a relief. Coffee mornings. A reminder that our twice-weekly coffee sessions are held every Monday and Friday, commencing at 10 a.m. and running through till about noon or longer if members want to linger longer. Please remember that aside from the good company, freely offered philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales and genuinely good fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. At the moment, we have no cards awaiting collection, but as I said last week, I've been advised by the QSL State Manager Herman that a delivery will be made shortly. Please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, coffee and the cake, and leaving a gold coin or two, or even a small banknote in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to the weekly roundup, then please, please, please email the secretary@ntarc.net. As always, I look forward to seeing you at Rochalie. That's 73 from Ewan, VK7FYMX, Secretary of NTARC Inc. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. Southern News. Wison, Tasmania South. A thank you from the Scouts. On behalf of the Scouts, Peter would like to acknowledge the time and effort put into the communications aspect of this year's Clark Trophy hike by members of Wison South. Roger, VK7ARN, Peter, VK7TPE, and Gary, VK7JGD, spent most of the weekend on top of Spion Cop Hill near Oatlands, while Rod, VK7RTF, TRF, assisted them for most of the Saturday. These men ran the UHF CB radio station that received the calls from the patrols with their campsite locations, plus relaying any other messages relating to health and welfare, plus the odd request for clarification of hike instructions. They also had to receive the patrol scores from the checkpoints as sent by the leaders on a different channel. All this info then had to be transmitted to Dale, VK7FNED, and Lawson, VK7FLFG, a Huonville scout, with some assistance from the author on a third radio on 2 metres for passing on to the scoring team. After some initial problems with a faulty patrol radio that was transmitting and intermittently blocking other users, the airwaves settled down and comms were good. A listening watch was maintained overnight as a safety precaution, and the airwaves seemed to come alive again at about 7 a.m. until close at 11 a.m. An excellent 24 hours work by these gentlemen, without whom the operation of this event would have been much less coordinated. And that's thanks from Peter Dodd, VK7KPC, Project Commissioner, Radio and Electronics. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, Inc., REAST. 2018 subscriptions due. It is that time of the year again. 2018 membership of REAST is now due. Subscriptions remain at $35 for the year and is great value for money, helping the club pay with running costs and to bring members new benefits and activities. Please note that any payments made to the REAST bank account or left at club rooms that are unable to be identified will be treated as an unknown donation to the club, so please ensure that there is a way to identify payment as being your subscription. We'll very soon have some new easy ways to renew membership, and some information on this will be coming soon. For any membership renewal queries, please contact Scott by email at secretary@reist.asn.au. 2018 WIA call books. We are now seeking interest in orders for the 2018 WIA call book, with the fantastic picture of Rex VK7MO on the front. For many, the call book is not something you would purchase every year, but the additional information located in the books, such as repeater and beacon frequencies, band plans and DXCC information, prove a valuable resource that is readily at hand in a hard copy format and is likely to occasionally change, requiring updated information. If you have not purchased a call book in the last 2 to 3 years, now is a great time to consider updating. If you are interested in purchasing a call book, please email president@reist.asn.au to express your interest by Friday, December the 15th. We need to meet a minimum number of orders before we can purchase, so if we are unable to meet this, the order will not proceed and interested people advised. Club room improvements. For those visiting the club room this week, we have a welcome change for you. REAST has recently purchased new, more comfortable chairs for the club rooms and will be removing the older chairs in the near future. These new chairs do need some assembly, and while many have already been assembled, we'd love a bit of help getting the last half dozen of them built. The committee is also seeking some help in developing a plan for improving the amenities that can be submitted to the local council as part of a community grant application. If you have had a bit of experience writing up planning documents, the REAST secretary would love to hear from you. At 73 from Ben, VK7BEN, the REAST president. November presentation night. Technology behind aquaculture. I think I will start by quoting Rex, VK7MO, from the end of the presentation, where he was completely blown away by the technology. Dr. Justin Thurley, the head of ICT at Huon Aquaculture, started by taking the audience through the history, structure and philosophy of the company. Then Justin led the audience through each stage of the salmon, trout and kingfish breeding and development processes and the technology used. Huon Aquaculture started in 1986 and has grown to a 20,000 tonne per year company that is now even growing kingfish in Port Stephens in New South Wales. They have a state-of-the-art, mostly automated processing plant at Parramatta Creek in the northwest. They have workshops at Whale Point down at Port Huon, making them a truly statewide enterprise, and their harvest systems and pen designs are used worldwide. The ICT consists of four areas: data and analytics, automation, infrastructure and operational technology. All the barges are wirelessly connected to the nerve centre in Hobart. Each pen arrangement has 24 juvenile pens and 24 adult pens, and there is a program to move the juvenile pens onto land and just to have adult pens. Everything is monitored and many are solar powered with batteries. The Internet of Things sensors in everything like wave height and dissolved oxygen currents, and they integrate in information from the Bureau of Meteorology site to correlate conditions. They run real-time feeding systems with artificial intelligence that feeds to appetite, which means it senses when the fish are hungry and feeds them and does not need human intervention. All major assets are GPS-tracked. Workers for their safety are GPS-tracked. The army of scuba divers has reduced to a few who now use ROVs to monitor and determine where maintenance is required. There are even automated net cleaners. The largest of the pens are 240 metres circumference with a volume of 91,000 metres cubed and is a net within a net and is designed to survive 10 metre seas and keep seals and other predators out. There is a 70 metre Ronja Hewan well boat that was specifically designed to bath the fish in fresh water to reduce a toxic gill disease which is prevalent in Tasmanian waters. This boat pumps and grades the fish from the pens through the fresh water and back into the saltwater pens. Most of this process is automated. A huge thank you to Dr. Justin Thurley for an amazing presentation and to Murray VK7 ZMS for organising Justin to come along. 73 from Justin VK7 TW. December barbecue and presentation night. Ever wondered what the International Telecommunication Union, the ITU, or the International Amateur Radio Union, the IARU, bodies are all about? Did you know that the Wireless Institute of Australia is a founding member of the IARU and is actively involved in Region 3 matters? What about those World Radio conferences that are held every 3 to 4 years that update and change our frequencies and conditions? How does it all link together and happen? We are privileged to have Dale Hughes, VK1DSH, along on Wednesday, December the 6th, 2017, from 7:30 p.m. to give us a presentation covering the ITU, IARU, APT and a broad range of other acronyms and organisations that make up the governance of the natural resource we know as the radio frequency spectrum. This should be a fascinating presentation and a huge thank you to Dale for coming along. We will have an end-of-year barbecue before the presentation. Hot plate will be fired up from 6:30 p.m. See you there. 73 from Justin, VK7TW. Experimenters Night. We get back underway on Wednesday the 29th of November from 7:30 p.m. Focus of the night will be on the WSJT mode, FT8. FT8 is flavour of the month, and many radio amateurs are using this quick-fire WSJT mode. We will have a working QRP station, so you can see how easy it is to use, and you only need QRP power. Come along and have a play with the mode across the bands. Rex VK7MO may also be up and give us some of the history of how FT8 came into existence, and how it fits with many other WSJT modes. We will also be putting the absolutely last finishing touches to the GPS-locked beacons ready for installation day. Keep an eye on the Reest TAS Facebook page events for details. See you there. 73 from Justin, VK7TW. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, NTARC, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m. in club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie, Launceston. Events, over 70 SOTA group, November the 30th, afternoon smorgasbord at the Glebe Gardens Cafe from 4 p.m. Reest, December the 6th, BYO barbecue, then presentation from Dale VK1DSH on the ITU-IARU. Barbecue from 6:30 p.m. and presentation starts at 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, Hobart. NTARC, December 9, Christmas barbecue at Rochalie Club Rooms commencing at 10 a.m. NWTR and TVG, December 9th, 12:30 p.m. for the barbecue and brief meeting at 2 p.m. at the Lions Club facility, Showground, Flora Street, West Ulverston. Wyson South, December the 10th, end of year lunch, noon at the Royal Yacht Club of Tasmania, Maryville Esplanade, Sandy Bay, Brunei Room, ground floor. NTARC, January 13, general meeting, starting 7:30 p.m. in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie, Launceston. If you are interested in becoming an amateur radio operator or upgrading your licence, then we suggest you contact your local club for details and or take a look at what the radio and electronic school has to offer. They have a range of courses that can be delivered through a variety of methods. They can be found at www.res.net.au. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader VK7FB. Repeaters Reist, NTARC and NWTR and TVG. 80 metres VK7ALH. 40 metres VK7TW. 20 metres, do we have any takers? 10 metres VK7VKT. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 regional news broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or just missed VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 regional news at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to the VK7 Regional News and Broadcast Coordinator, Justin, VK7TW@wia.org.au. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Regional News Yahoo Group. The deadline for items is 2100 on the Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. From the VK7 Regional News, it is good morning from Idris, VK7ZIR.